This podcast is brought to you by the Legatum Institute. I'm Sian Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this lecture.
Hello, I'm Stephen Clark, Research Analyst at the Legatum Institute, and I'm talking today with Dr. Philip Cape, Fellow at Wolfson College, Oxford, about his book, Rome's Economic Revolution. So Philip, what was this revolution and when did it occur?
Well, I believe that there was a profound change in the scale, complexity and intensity of the Roman economy during the last two centuries BC. And I think those changes mainly happened between the Second Punic War against Hannibal, which was at the end of the 3rd century BC, really down to the time of Cicero and Caesar in the middle of the 1st century BC. And I think one can see that from the changes that occurred across the Roman economy in terms of things like trade, building, construction, and most importantly, the wealth, particularly of the Roman elite over that period.
And in this revolution, what role did banks and financiers play?
Well, I think a key part for me for the changes that occurred was the fact that Rome started to get its hands on very large amounts of silver. And this came from a combination of booty that they looted from the countries that they were defeating around the Mediterranean as their embryonic empire expanded, and from the mines of southern Spain, which they captured from Hannibal, the silver mines of southern Spain, and also from the war indemnities that they received. So what one sees during the 2nd century and the early 1st century BC is much more silver entering the Roman orbit and steadily being minted. More silver is minted during the period from 150 BC, 160 BC onwards. And at the same time, we get the first evidence really for bankers beginning to operate in Rome. And we can see that from a combination of literary sources, the comedies of Plautus and Terence, who feature bankers and banking activities in their plays, as well as from some of the historians who in passing talk about bankers operating, and finally from inscriptional evidence, particularly from the island of Delos in the Aegean, where we seem to have quite a large number of Italian bankers operating by the end of the 2nd century BC. So I believe that bankers did become more important. They began to operate more widely because of the availability of silver coin for lending and for their clients to deposit money with them. And the effect of this, I think, was to increase the Roman money supply beyond the hard coinage which they were using in terms of silver denarii. And that expansion of the money supply, I think, had a crucial impact on economic activity.
Okay, so with an expanding money supply and economic growth occurring in the 2nd century BC, how long did this continue for? And when did it end? Why did it end? And maybe you could go into some details on that.
Well, in the broader spectrum, in the long durée, this was really the beginning of what ended up in the 1st and 2nd centuries AD as being a very, very significant civilization, obviously, with the kinds of luxury, the kinds of advanced building techniques, the kinds of communications in the form of Roman roads and so on that we can see from places like Pompeii and Herculaneum. So it ended up with a very significant material culture and a very large economy. But the path to that was very rocky. And I think one of the key events was a credit crisis in 88 BC, which is described by Cicero in one of his speeches, the De Imperio Cnae Pompeii, when Cicero says quite clearly in 88 BC there was a collapse of credit at Rome because Mithridates of Pontus, who was a local potentate, invaded the province of Asia, which was on the west coast of Turkey. Cicero says quite explicitly that that invasion and the massacre of a large number of Roman citizens caused a credit crisis at Rome. I think subsequently, in my view, it did have an impact on the Roman economy. It was combined with various other things that were going on in terms of civil war in the 80s BC. The Romans had just fought a war against their Italian allies. And I think that for a time that had a fairly profound impact, and it impaired a lot of those banks that I've been talking about that were around in the second century BC. The evidence for the presence of banks in the first century BC after that credit crisis is much less than the evidence which we have before. Now that could be coincidental, it could be just the scarcity of sources, but the voluminous works of Cicero barely mention bankers at all. So I think that the effect of that credit crisis was the impairment of banks, and the provision of credit moved from financial intermediaries such as banks to individual members of the Roman elite lending directly to each other. So financial intermediation seems to have virtually disappeared from the literary sources, but probably it still existed in some form, but I believe it was very seriously impaired.
Hmm. You mentioned used the term credit crisis, mm-hmm. and I think in the book you point to the kind of similarities with some of today's problems, even though you quote the passage from Cicero where you could almost substitute certain words to resemble some of the proclamations about today's problems. What do you think the parallels are with today's current crisis?
I think essentially the parallel is as follows, that what we see in Rome between 200 BC and 88 BC is a massive growth in monetary liquidity. It's the combination of Rome getting its hand on bullion, which it then mints into silver coins, and the volume of silver coins is estimated to have risen by about 10 times from about 157 BC to 50 BC. So there is an enormous increase in monetary liquidity. If you add on the effects of the banking system and the expansion of money provided by that or generated by that banking system, then the expansion in the money supply of Rome could have been very significant. And I think the parallel, therefore, is that the availability of liquidity drove the Roman economy, and it also drove Romans to invest outside Italy, particularly in the Aegean and particularly in the province of Asia. And it was the invasion, as I say, of Mithridates that caused the crisis. So the similarity, I suppose, is that between what happened in Rome in 88 BC and with, say, the 2008 credit crisis, was that there was so much money sloshing around that people became less concerned about risk. They started to invest more overseas, maybe in things they didn't understand. They didn't understand the risk of the province of Asia being invaded by Mithridates, and that actually led to an analogous kind of credit crisis to the one that we had in 2008.
Thank you very much.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.